أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقولون إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه وإن لم تؤتوه فاحذروا. With regard to this ayat, we read that in the Bani Israel, when the Jews, a people, had committed adultery, and the punishment in the Torah was also to be stoned to death. But instead of that, the ulama gave the verdict that they should be polished black and should be paraded in the town and be given 100 lashes. So with regard to that, they sent their people to ask Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam the ruling, because they knew that Islam was more lenient than what the Torah, the Quran was more lenient than what the Torah was. And they were hoping to get a suitable reply that would suit them. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, يقولون كهته هي. Their ulama, their rabbis told them, إن أوتيتم هذا فخذوه. اگر تم کو یہ حکم ملے تو قبول کر لینا. If you get this ruling from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they should be given, their faces should be polished black, they should be paraded in the town on a donkey, and after that they should be lashed 100 lashes. If they give you that ruling, then you should accept it. If Nabi alaihi salatu wasallam gives that ruling, wa illam tu utawhu, and if he does not give you that ruling, and he gives you the ruling of stoning to death, فَحْذَرُ تَوْ بَجْتَ رِهْنَا, then you should stay away from that. So from here, they were in the position of the having the authority on the Shariat, on the ruling of the Torah. And it was their duty to have amanat dari, to be honest, and give the rulings according to the ruling of the Torah. But unfortunately, they made the Torah subservient to them. They made their own desires the preferred thing. And they wanted to change the Torah, the words of the Torah, the meaning of the Torah to suit them. And all this Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, the Muslims are going to read, by and large, the rabbis, the Jews, Christians are not Sharif. So it is a lesson for us that we don't make those same mistakes what they made, and we don't follow them. We realize how evil they are and how they made the Shariat and the Torah, the laws of the Torah, subservient to their own desires. And today they've even gone further. There is no question of even polishing a person's face black who has committed adultery, or to give him 100 lashes. Today it is just a common thing. As long as there is consent between the two parties, then there is, according to them, there is nothing what is wrong with that. So we are taught that we should uphold the Sharia. And we should think that today, unfortunately, nowhere in the world are these rulings of Sharia being upheld. And at least we should have it in our hearts that this be. And that we don't make the Sharia subservient to us, but we become subservient. If we are weak and we are guilty, we should accept our guilt. And we should ask forgiveness from Allah, but not change the laws of Allah. And not justify ourselves in any way. We should be humble and turn to Allah. So these are great lessons. An example that is given here, a person who is ill. The doctor gives him medicine, but he doesn't take the medicine which doctor gives him. And he keeps on using those things which are causing him ill health. Things which are harming his health, he keeps on using that. And he makes a joke out of the doctors and the medicine of the doctors, in fact. So there can be no hope for remedy for such a person. There is only destruction. That person is committing suicide. He is killing himself. So the remedy which Allah has given, we don't take. And we do the opposite to that. What our nafs wants us to do, which are all the harmful things, the things which cause us destruction. And we, in Allah save us, and we make a joke out of the laws of Allah. istihza, and we take it very lightly, istighfar, then there is a destruction for such a person. May Allah Ta'ala save us from that. We admit our weaknesses, we admit our faults, and we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. We must not try and change the Shariat, and we must not try and justify things to suit us. May Allah give us all tawfiq.